You're listening to the We Are Libertarians Podcast Network. Find all of our shows at WeAreLibertarians.com.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
You're listening to the We Are Libertarians Network. Learn more at WeAreLibertarians.com.
Press the button over yonder. Welcome to the Ball Soccer Blue Meat Podcast. This is episode number 265 of the Central United's favorite podcast. I'm Jeremiah Morrill. Today I am joined by executive video audio producer engineer Zach Bertram and my forever co-host slash is he our project engineer? I don't know. Dakota Davis. You've been doing some work. I think you've got Dakota muted over there.
Oh, boy.
He's forgotten how to press buttons.
I don't know. I don't have him muted.
He's good.
Oh, he's good. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Maybe my headphones are just really far down.
I think everything's turned down a bunch, but I think that they can actually hear us on the internet based upon our preliminary testing.
I can't hear myself, but it's okay. I'm a professional. I can keep going. So as long as I'm showing up on the monitor.
I can barely hear you, actually, though.
Okay, so turn my volume slider up a little bit because I had to turn the gain way down. Our gain knobs were way high, okay? And that was causing a lot of background noise because our microphones were picking up too much as far as the background goes.
I just bumped your gain up and it helped a lot.
Okay. So maybe I turned it down too much for me. Maybe I don't project as much as Jeremiah. But anyway, yeah, we did a lot of work over there. And we finally got it figured out. Past like month, this thing has been cracking in and out pretty bad. But the audio side's always been good. It's just been the video that's been bad.
I'm trying to listen to it in my other ear on the Bluetooth, and it's like listening in the round. We've made great progress. Whether or not it's perfect, I don't know. The podcast should sound lovely. We are a podcast first. We always remind you guys of that.
I think the video even looks better.
The video looks good. We got a new video capture card. We spent about 40 minutes swapping things out, doing parts changes, some real deep technological plugging and unplugging.
So if you sign up at patreon.com/boxhogofliberty, then you get access to the Facebook group where you get to see us fumble around and test all this before we go live to this page. So there's another bonus perk to that club, I guess.
So today's show, we are going to talk a little bit about the Indiana refunds we've been chatting about. We just finished the Hagerstown Little League game. That happened. We're going to check that. We're going to read into the record what happened over there. Very exciting game. The I versus I, Indiana versus Iowa. There's a new program in Henry County that's going to be very interesting, particularly if you're a listener to the show from outside the state of Indiana. And by God, there was a billboard conversation today that's going to drive the nail home at the end of the show.
Looking forward to it.
This show is about our lives in rural Indiana. We're here to push your boundaries and make you think as individuals. Sometimes they'll provoke you. Other times they'll make you laugh, but hopefully you'll always learn something new. That's right. We did do the Patreon, Dakota.
That's right. Patreon.com/BossHogOfLiberty. That's where you can go to support the show every month. I said in the Patreon portion this week that the electric bill was pretty spicy. So we definitely appreciate those folks. We barely break even. Usually we don't break even, but then Jeremiah sells a sponsorship once a year. And then that gets us back to breaking even for the year. But, we appreciate everybody that, supports the show every month. We do have a 3-year lease on this building, so we're hoping we're in for the long haul.
We are in for the long haul. We just have to figure out how to make it happen.
That's right.
And the patrons are a massive part of that. So we're thankful for them. Do have to say thank you to some patrons. Right.
If you sign up at $50 or more a month, then you get a shout out at the front of every episode. And those folks are Miss Christy Avery, Mr. Jonathan Phillips, Jeremiah's repping the Morgan Strong shirt. We've been given updates on Morgan at the start of the show for.
I think her accident was 5 weeks ago today. And yeah, so. Morgan got released from the hospital and she started school. So she's back. Home. She's back home. She's in school and she's on the mend. So great. I believe everybody wore these shirts on Friday of last week, Saturday of last week. I'm getting really tired of buying and wearing the commemorative shirts for all of our friends that are sick. But I'm super, super happy that, that Morgan is doing better. And we, just as always, we love the Phillips.
You don't want to have to buy any more shirts because that means something else bad.
Exactly. Exactly.
And then Mr. Anthony Meyer, the long haul trucker over the road who's slinging memes left and right. We appreciate Anthony as well. And then we also have our stores for the merchandise, and producer Zach is going to put that in the live stream chat, or you can go to BossHogOfLiberty.com and you can find all of those links there as well. You can also go to BossHogOfLiberty.com and drop us a voicemail. I haven't checked it in a while, so I'll have to check those. If they're interesting, we play them on the Patreon portion of the show. That is a lot of fun. All right.
We also do need to take just a moment. And you guys may have already heard this at the beginning of the show if you're watching if you're listening to the audio version of the podcast. But if you're a Patreon, if you're a live stream viewer, this episode is brought to you by Iconic Insurance. 15% of Americans are left to find health insurance on their own. You might feel overwhelmed, lost, or frustrated. And if that's you, feel in control of your health and give Matt Allen a call. Visit iconic-insurance.com/libertarians to get started. They are supporting the entire Wall Network for a little while. And we are excited that that they're there giving people some options.
Yep. Appreciate those guys for sure.
All right. So the state can't necessarily solve your health insurance, but they are sending you some money in theory, allegedly. We've been following this since the beginning of the special session. And refunds are supposedly hitting direct into inboxes.
I haven't seen the old accounts.
They just started, I think, today. I've checked my first financial account a few times, and I've not received any funds.
I mean, I would assume they go alphabetical order. My last name starts with a D,
so
and
you should
an
be
A
towards the front of the list.
The A, so I should be towards the top. I was always towards the top in high school. Whenever they did so I always had to sit in the front of the class. So I think I should be getting my check soon. I haven't gotten that direct deposit yet. That old DD.
Would you say you prefer being at the top?
Yeah. I live life at the top.
All right. And then if you're a paper check person, the state said that they're saving $1 million by waiting to send your check, Zach, that you were hoping on. Now that they're able to put them together, $1 million savings to the state of Indiana by slowing your payment.
That doesn't make any sense. I don't understand.
Last week, the excuse was they were waiting on special paper.
So they're saying it's about $500,000 per check issuance. So they only had to do it once. Or $1 million.
$1 million,
yes. Yeah.
And now they're able to send out like 50,000 a day. So they're going to get to you.
Yeah. I just checked my checking account. Still haven't hit my account either.
Mine right before I left the house to come here.
Judging by the federal government, they would really do well to politicize it to get you your check just before you have to go vote for somebody. Mm. You know, if it's that week or two before you go, that way you remember who signed that check.
Hand the checks over on your way into a polling place. Remember, Republican Mr. Holcomb, Governor Holcomb gave you this check. Here you go. Here's your letter to go with your check, the autographed.
Let's talk about this Hagerstown Little League game because it was fun. We saw I caught the end of it as we were in here. I guess they had a storm. They had to wait a little bit. But, so we came in and around 7 o'clock, Hagerstown had a batter up. He had two strikes on the board, one ball on the board, and
I love sports with Dakota. This is fun.
They were bases loaded.
Bottom of the sixth.
Yep. It's ready to go. He hits two foul balls right in a row. Pop flies. And then all of a sudden he bumps one to shortstop. The shortstop catches the ball, grounds the ball, and then tries to run it to second base to catch the guy sliding in on second. Misses him for the out. Throws it to first. Misses the first baseman. And then the first baseman throws it to home. And it was like a movie scene. Guy slides in right as the ball's coming into the catcher. Umpire says safe. Hagerstown wins. And then the first
this
thing
is the
they
way
do,
you remember that going down?
Yeah.
There was a runner on second. The guy tried to make the force out at second, couldn't do it. So yeah, then he threw it.
Was a base.
He tried. There was one out.
One out.
There was one out. Shortstop made the play.
He's trying to
ran to second base.
He's trying to make a double play.
He was trying to make a double play.
Right.
He tried to tag second. No, he tried to tag second. That didn't work. Then he threw it to first.
Yeah, he said he threw it to first.
Yeah, but you said the bases were loaded.
I think it was the kid on second, the one that ended up scoring.
The guy that started on second.
He was
ran
the third
home.
When they screwed. When they,
oh,
they,
that's
they
right.
lost
that's
control.
That's even more impressive. I thought that they were
base.
Actually
yeah.
loaded.
Yeah.
I love that Dakota. This is the way Dakota sees sports, though.
I mean,
he creates so much drama.
Yeah. Yeah,
full count, bases loaded, bottom of the sixth.
He's the Bob Uecker of Little League Baseball.
The only detail I got wrong was the bases loaded.
Yeah,
well, yeah. There was a runner on second
because they were trying to force him out
with one out,
and then they could have gone to first, but they
were trying to
load up, and that
they could end
free.
The inning with it tied.
Yeah,
right.
We were jumping up and down like 7 year olds because I was yelling, "Just end the game, get home, go score," because there was nothing they could do about it.
And right after. Right after the umpire says the guy sliding into home is safe, the camera zooms in on this kid from Iowa who's just screaming, crying. Just bawling.
The best part
his
is they showed
out.
A kid from Hagerstown whose eyes were about to
Mike
pop
Broyles,
out of his head.
What game did he watch? Exactly.
He's like, you guys are making fun of me. I told a whole story, got one detail wrong. Everything else is on the spot.
Oh my God, I love you so much, Dakota. But Hagerstown won 8-7. That's the important thing. Right. I had to do all this research. I was like, if they lose, are they out? Apparently there's a loser's bracket, so Iowa does continue, but they have to win from here on out to get back to the championship game.
But it's still the
you can lose one game and still continue to advance. So
they ain't first, you're last.
I'm just feeling
Hagerstown's
sorry.
Got a pretty good run because they already had a bye. So now they're into essentially the third round.
Yeah, I think only got I just feel better for the pitcher for Iowa because he was incredible. They put this kid in off the bench. He's just like, I think he just up and down. Just
he jumped into a game down 6-1.
And the next thing you know, it's 7-7, and he's not letting anything happen. Like, he's just striking him out left.
He mows
and right.
down 10 batters, almost all on strikeouts.
And then they say, oh, he just went over around 50 pitches. He's done for the next 3 days. Well, apparently he was done at that very moment because then I walk in and he's throwing balls left and right. And you tell, like, his life got real rough the minute they mentioned how many pitches he threw. So that kid was like, just looked like a pro.
Mike Broyles also reminds us there was never a play at home plate either. The ball never got thrown home.
Yeah, I was going to say,
I didn't.
No, they panned
out. There was another controversial play at home, like in the third inning.
What I saw was the umpire doing safe.
Oh yeah, probably because as the first baseman didn't make the catch, and I think as he's getting it, then they had whoever the director has got the forethought to back the camera shot out, and as soon as they back it out, you see the kid sliding into home base, and you're like, well, that's over, and then you got to see the crowd. Right, it was a good wide angle.
Yeah, it was The pitcher that Iowa had was just mowing them down. He was unhittable. It was every Hagerstown batter from about the fourth and fifth inning was just hitting air, swing and a miss.
I don't watch baseball too much, but then they were throwing out that stat. They're like, oh, this Hagerstown team, 27 swings, 22 misses. I was like, is this a statistic we give now? Is how many like straight misses that they've, isn't that just a strike? But then they're like, oh yeah, look, they're swinging, but they're not getting anything. I was like, okay, these are kids.
I'm just watching it going, this is an unhittable monster 12-year-old. And I think my Facebook, I put out there that it was John Smoltz out there. I mean, the kid was just insane.
Apparently he was good for about 52 pitches.
Yeah, after 50, he fell apart in the sixth, and it turned out okay for the...
Maybe that's why the rules there.
For the PNC Bank blue and orange team. Well,
the rule's there because some coach will run a kid's arm into the ground. The kid's getting like Tommy John surgery and he's like seven because he's the only one that got on the team.
So very exciting. Yeah, the Ballinger was the name of the kid for Iowa. So Hagerstown moves on. It's the story continues, and I don't know when it wraps up. I don't know if the tournament's over in a week or not. It's been 10 years since Indiana sent a team to the Little League World Series, and it was Newcastle. So 2012, the Great Lakes were represented by the Newcastle team.
So apparently we live in the fertile crescent of Hoosier baseball.
The cradle of quarterbacks is Purdue University and Little League Baseball. This is Brownsburg and Newcastle are the two places you want to live. Once a decade, we're good for a team.
It's like about a 13-minute drive between the last two to get there. So, and they point out on the right on Query and Schultz for anybody. It's like an eCard fan, Jay Query. They point out that like for Hagerstown, like this isn't an all-star team of some huge town that's consolidated an entire Little League into one team. This is their team.
Yeah. And it's a town of 1,800 or 2,000 people. Nettle Creek schools are a little bit bigger, et cetera, et cetera. Yeah. But, and there are some Henry County kids that go to Hagerstown as well. If you live over in Liberty Township, some of them go to Hagerstown. That's awesome. Very exciting. Now, here's the fun part. If you are a listener of this show and you remember maybe 2-3 months ago, we talked about makemymove.com and Greensburg was going to start paying people to move to Greensburg, Indiana. Mm-hmm. If you didn't take them up on that opportunity, Henry County is getting added to the list.
I remember Greensburg's website saying, "We reserve the right to decline anyone who applies."
If you are, so Henry County's plan, and there's an article in the Courier Times, and apparently in September is when the big official plan is going to come about on the Make My Move website. They're going to try to attract 20. Cybersecurity, IT, remote work from home type folks that can take a portable job, a high paying job, and move it to Henry County, and they're going to give you probably $5,000 in cash and a bunch of other perks that are undecided yet. So, I mean, if you're looking to make a move to the Midwest, you've got a portable job, all things equal, somebody offers you $5,000, you coming?
What Maybe if you so. Just do podcasts and you and your spouse both work from home, but you're spending $2,000 a month in downtown Indy in rent?
See, that's what I'm wondering is if it's going to be, if I think it's going to be geared towards out of state, but I've not seen the fine print yet.
I mean, I already work remotely part of the time. Can I get like a Jack's gift card and like a tank of gas?
I think the point is to grow the tax base.
I mean, I can leave and come back.
I learned about this program when I was at the Chamber of Commerce lunch, and I went with the host of the Brian Nichols Show, Brian Nichols, who relocated his home and his entire podcast empire from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania to Newcastle, Indiana.
Yeah, he just missed it.
And I'm like, listen, guys, Brian still has Pennsylvania plates. I think you might want to put him in. I think he's exactly what you're looking for. Two remote work from home people who moved to Henry County. I think he is the ultimate poster child for the program, the Make My Move in Henry County.
That's true.
So we'll see how it goes. I feel like I deserve some sort of a key to the city as well. Here's my case, Dakota.
We don't have any gates.
When we get to the billboard, you'll find out why we're so damn welcoming.
Can you at least get like a tax abatement for your fresh driveway?
So here's why. Maybe I'd love to have a cash contribution for my driveway as well. Here's the deal. We're trying to grow the community. And I'm up to seven. I can legitimately produce seven people that have moved to Henry County. And I'm taking credit for it. My wife, she came from Mooresville, brought her here. That's one, right? I want you to hold your fingers up and we'll count them here. Mm-hmm. My mother-in-law and father-in-law couldn't stay away. So that's three. And then we got Brian and Caitlin Nichols. There's five. Mm-hmm. All right. And then, okay, I guess we're up to six. And then just last week, I have a cousin that moved in here from New York State that moved to Newcastle. So I'm up
six
to
six people.
Six people plus myself. That's seven that have moved to Henry County that have taken down roots. But that's what can happen. So you get a program like this and you get one or two people that come here and then you continue to attract. It's how you grow a community.
I can't take credit for anybody living here. So, I mean, that doesn't work all the time.
I've spawned two additional citizens.
Hey, you brought one. Yeah, Jackson's kind of yours.
Responsible for one.
Yeah.
I guess that's true. And chickens.
Imagine, listen, put this out there. What if they offered $4,500 in permission to have chickens in town?
Yeah, only if you came from out of state. No one else is allowed to have them.
Out of staters are allowed to have chickens. Backyard chickens. I don't know. Honestly, it's a really interesting program. You've got fiber optic internet. You have everything you need to have, a great cost of living, fantastic housing available, new houses that are being built. There's a new addition that's happening in Knightstown. There's some new homes that are being built behind the YMCA that meet a number of different budgets. Really exciting time. And the rumor in my neighborhood is that my street is getting paved this month, maybe next month, but this summer.
Your specific stretch of street.
My specific stretch of street.
Horrible. And it's greatly needed.
Yeah.
It's the gateway to Caucasian estates, and it's horrific.
Especially, yeah, for such a prestigious neighborhood.
Yeah.
They need to take care of it better.
I am somewhat concerned about my brand new driveway.
You're going to come out and they're going to have like a backhoe just like with its like the outrigger out, just punching a hole in your concrete.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm a little concerned about it.
Crushing the entrance.
I think we might need some caution tape and to defend my property a little bit.
If you do that, we'll see how it goes. If you put up caution tape across your driveway while the construction guys are out there, they're going to do it even more.
Orange cones. I might just set my laptop up in a desk and sit out there and work.
Just watch them.
Just sit out there and function. Be careful. Be careful.
I would do it while sitting in an inflatable pool on the driveway while working on a computer.
Get a super soaker and just spray it every time they get a little too close.
Like they're a cat getting in your Christmas tree.
Yeah.
No touching. That will be so demoralizing if that gets torn up. If it's bad.
I would document, take pictures. Sue them.
Sue them. honestly, it's probably they have an easement up to about probably where the driveway starts anyway.
Yeah,
so it's all theirs. I just paved something that doesn't belong to me. That's the way they get you.
If it's, anything similar to the easement, I know NDOT mentioned with their construction work, it's about the section you just paved as their easement.
Yeah, exactly. They own all of it. They didn't help, but I paved something for that they own anyway. The incredible Christy Avery says that if I need parking control, she can help. She is a professional parking enforcement officer.
That's true. She's the professional parker.
She is an expert. All right. So we need to know.
What is this billboard controversy?
We're going to flesh out this make my move deal. But okay. I want to know, is it eligible? These are the questions the community needs to answer. 20 people are going to be eligible. If you have a project like this, are you trying to grow the Henry County tax base? So can we get Dear Leader? Can we get Chris Spangle, the guy that runs the Wall Network, could he move his business and the Wall Empire to Henry County? Is he eligible? Because I will sell him so hard on this thing, it's going to be unbelievable. Or do we have to say, no, 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 no. If you live in Ohio, we'll take you. If you live in Dark County, 38 minutes away, we'll take you. We'll pay for it. But if you live in Marion County, no, we don't want your kind. You stay inside 465 and eat your avocado toast.
I don't understand why you would do that. Why you would cut down your?
I honestly think the like
potential that much.
Marion County would be a group I would target hard. I would target like Marion County, Hamilton County, places like that where you have potential for places to do remote work and also a higher cost of living. And so, if those people can do remote work, then you're trying to lure them out of. You should target counties we're better than. In terms of affordability, small town life, we got some advantages to it.
But you're still in the TV market, right?
Yeah.
So much of what we think about is the TV market. Where do you get your news? That decides.
I'm going to tell my boss about it, who lives in Hamilton County, but has roots in Henry County, where he could come back.
Yeah.
And then
he's got deep Henry County roots. I know who your boss is. Yeah.
But they want you to be a remote worker. They don't want you to be a portable worker.
He's a hybrid worker.
You need to be a remote worker.
That works.
And you need to pretend like you're an IT employee. Or some sort of a white collar professional. I think.
See, he could come in.
That's why I see, we have to see what the finer print is.
But, I mean, if he can go, what's the difference between being a remote worker and someone saying, I can do my job effectively from Hamilton County or Henry County?
This is what's going to be interesting.
Is that a loophole? Kind of sounds like it. That doesn't sound any different to me. If we're trying to attract
If you're trying to grow new people, the tax base in Henry County and get them to move here,
Then why does it matter?
Then what's the number? Right. Yeah. What's it going to be?
Just hold interviews.
We can have an argument.
No. Yes. No. Yes.
I think especially like for your boss, if like there's some way that where your employer could then say, oh, no, he is a resident and employee of your county, then there's even more tax money that's being collected locally because in like local taxes would be collected.
Right.
As opposed to, I'm not sure how that works with remote workers. Like, I seriously doubt that in my case, I work remote. I work in the office 3 days a week and I'm remote the other parts of the week.
When you file your taxes, you choose which county you work in and which county you live in. And the county you live in determines the tax you pay. So when you file your taxes, you adjust it. You declare one thing and your employer may withhold for whatever county you're in. But when you finally file your taxes and you settle up at the end of the year, that's when the county gets their money.
Right. So,
it doesn't matter
if you work from, if you work remotely, or you say, I do my job effectively from Henry County, then you say, I work in Henry County, and Henry County gets that tax money. It's tomato, tomato.
Yeah.
Same. The county gets that money either way, right?
If you fill out your taxes right. Listen, there's going to be like 80,000 new IRS agents to make sure that you get it correct, Dakota.
You need to work.
And they're armed and ready to kill.
Zach knows my boss. You need to work on him with me.
His family is an institution
right,
of Henry County.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't think we want old blood.
No, he's not old blood. He is infused blood into, he is married into a family.
He's used blood. Is that what you said?
He's infused. He has infused himself into a family.
Married into old blood.
Yeah, married into a great family too. Like they're hilarious.
Okay. Speaking of blood, and this, I know we got to get to the billboard thing. Monday night, I was at the Elks Club and the Bloodmobile was there. I had signed up. And this may be a crime, I don't know. But I like the Planks very much. And I think that they were doing a national service because I think that they were still at with West Point because Forrest and Kelly's daughter, Peyton, she's a graduate.
Officially a freshman.
Yes, she's officially a freshman at West Point. Forrest normally, who's a Boss Hog patron and alum. Hello, Forrest, if you're listening. He normally gives like a double blood platelet, a double blood donation.
Yeah.
So when I'm there, he's there and he's plugged into the machine.
Apheresis.
It sucks out your blood, runs it through a machine, takes whatever the hell, it takes out like all the red blood cells and puts them back in you. Okay. That's a lot of your red blood cells are what gives you your energy, right?
Yeah.
Back in the day, I used to give blood and I would be really tired after giving red. So they would say, okay, Jeremiah, just give us platelets and that's good enough. We're happy. You have your platelets back. That counts as a donation or you keep your platelets. You get all your red blood cells back. Cool. It took a long time to do that. It went through the apheresis machine, whatever. I started just giving red blood when the Elks Club came through. No big deal. About 2-3 weeks ago, I got a notification that my appointment was canceled. And I texted Kelly Plank. And I'm like, hey, my appointment was canceled. No. It wasn't canceled. I switched you to a double red because I'm pretty sure Forrest was going to be gone. So I got switched to the double red to cover for Forrest. So Monday night, I can't give blood again until November or December.
I am maxed out
for 4 months. I'm out of the system. I'm still recovering.
And they,
cause I was already like the guy that really barely was able to give red blood cells anyway, but I'm like, I'm not going to disappoint. I got to cover for Forrest. They're off serving the country. This is the least I can do.
They really. And it wasn't the Red Cross also, the two groups that do that, they lean on people hard. And like, oh yeah, it's easier because you get your fluids back. And I'm like, I told the last guy, I was like, yeah, you think that. I'm like, I run and I can tell that you just took out part of the way in which my body delivers nutrients and oxygen to itself. And so, yeah, I've done it once and I felt pretty wiped out for like a week or two.
Yeah.
Like
I'm still recovering.
Like my baseline functioning is okay, but the minute there's any exertion, then you're like, why am I feel like I'm just dying? And so yeah, I donated blood on Tuesday at the Moreland Fair, but they didn't have any double reds going there.
And it looks like cherry juice when it comes back in. It is a distinctly different color when they've ripped out all the red blood cells.
It's also cold.
Yes.
How about you? It's cold.
Yeah. It was freezing
cold. Because it's been outside your body for like 15 or 20
minutes.
It's coming
back in the machine and I'm like, I'm naturally a pretty warm person. It's coming back in and I'm like, I'm chilled. It's so weird. So weird. So So if you've never done it before, it's an exhilarating
process. It's a weird process.
I said,
look at your blood be pulled out of your body and you see a little machine that looks like a tape recorder. Really, because it's got
like, it looks like a real to real machine.
It's got real to real stuff in it, and then how long was it? 10 minutes later, 5 minutes later, it does it in like chunks. I think it feels
it does
like.
It pulls it out, then it does it.
And then all of a sudden, your arm gets cold, and you're like, "What is that?" I'm like, "Oh, that's it. It's putting it back in you. It's putting like fluids back in." Like
it's all through one needle too.
Yeah, it's very weird. Yeah,
Don't like that.
Yeah, I saw you're like, "Oh yeah, come on down." I'm like, "Oh shucks, donate on Tuesday."
You're good to go. Yeah, it's wild.
Bottle? Did you get your water bottle?
I did get a water bottle.
I got a water bottle.
I immediately handed it to Sarah, and I've not seen it since.
We carried ours around the fair for the week. But yeah.
So, yeah. I don't know. I think she liked it, and it was going to go in the camper. But yeah, I would say if you have the time, donate no matter what. But if you have the time, do platelets. They're fantastic. And people like Steve Horwitz, who was an alum of the show, and we loved him. He existed because people gave platelets. And then if you can't do that, just a 15-minute donation of red blood is cool. I bleed incredibly fast. Yeah,
I'm pretty quick too.
I was done in like 35 minutes, which is a lot faster than it's normally supposed to go. 35, 40 minutes and I was out the door.
They also like, if anybody, like I hate needles. I hate needles. I was trying to look the other way. I'll say it's almost always women, but there's some guys that do it. But the last time it was all women that were in the bus. They're really good at what they do. And so if you think, oh my gosh, this is going to be a horrible, they are not. Like I've had some horrible experiences like blood draws and stuff. The people that run those things, that's all they do all day. And they are very good at what they do. It goes real quick. They're real fast. It's as painless as it can be. And they're doing so much stuff anyway that you don't even notice it's happening, kind of. So, like, if you think it's like, oh, it's scary, it's not scary.
You gotta look. You look away.
I look away. I don't want to see the needle go.
Oh, I look straight at it. No. I took pictures.
I have to see it.
Andrew Bowman hates it completely. He is weirded out by every bit of this. So then, of course, like a good friend, I sent him pictures all the way through, updating him.
Yeah,
as to how it's going.
And I thought that mine could have gone faster. And I don't, she didn't take the tourniquet off after they got me started. I thought, shouldn't you take this off? Because now you've got the needle in my arm. Even then, still, it took about 10 minutes. So, yeah,
go do it. See how many donations I've done here, because I think I'm somewhere north of a 5-gallon bucket.
See, that's what's frustrating for me is I started with the Red Cross and I donated the first time during my 2 weeks off when COVID, during the 2 weeks to flatten the curve was the first time I donated. And I've donated 9 times since then, but I'm at 7 with the Red Cross and I have not been back to the Red Cross. I've been going to whatever the
Versity, the blood center.
Because they come to Newcastle.
Yeah. I've done
with some regularity as opposed to the Red Cross. Every time I look, they're like, the closest they'll get is like, they want me to go visit them at Meridian. I'll be honest. I will donate blood gladly, but please come to me because I don't have time to drive to Indianapolis to donate blood for 15 minutes and then drive home. If they come to my work, I'll do it.
I've done 42 with Versity and I've done twice with the Red Cross.
Yeah. I want to get one more with the Red Cross just so I can say I got a gallon, but then I'm like, I'll just go with whoever's the most convenient. I mean, if they come around, I'll hit it every 8 weeks like you're supposed to, but they need to come visit me. But check them out. They're at the Elks a lot.
Yeah, they're pretty much, they've got it figured out so that they'll be back in November. I think basically every 3 months, they come 3-4 times a year so that you can time it out so that every time you're eligible, they'll come and get it. And it's like on a Monday night or something.
Kirsten Kronk said she should have come on tonight because she could talk about this all day.
Listen, we're here. Come on down.
The door's always open.
Yeah, there's still time. Good conversation.
But now we're going to talk about a billboard.
So
that I think did a good job. The billboard that is currently up, I think, does a good job of showing the balance in our community. We have the evil 666 on the Arts Park building, and then we have that one.
Okay, so we'll start with this. We'll try to paint the picture because I was not even up to speed as that this thing
this
existed until this morning.
Very quickly.
There's a billboard on North Memorial Drive just before the railroad tracks. So if you're heading north out of town on the right-hand side, just before the railroad tracks, there's a set of two billboards. One is for a non-controversial Richmond furniture.
Depends on your level of controversy. As I commented, that's the evil red devils from the east trying to take our local furniture dollar.
Listen, we're big fans of
the other one. The other one says
we're big fans of Townsend Appliances around here,
yeah.
And we're really big fans of Meyer Furniture and Appliance,
yeah.
And anybody else that does
keep
business
your furniture
here.
Dollar local, everybody.
Okay.
The other one with says,
also,
do not be deceived.
Listen, I also
three exclamation.
I also bought my sectional from Kendall Arnett. Shout out to Kendall. I'm still working on him to join the show, but whatever.
Fornicators, adulterers, adulterers.
This billboard has already expired. They had a 30-day contract, and it's already up, and nobody in town has talked about the damn thing until today.
Effeminate, sodomites, thieves, coveters, drunkards, revilers.
Revelers? Probably revelers.
Yeah, I don't know what that word means.
I think it's just party people.
Oh.
It's just people that revel.
It'd be you, Dakota.
Yeah.
And extortioners.
The
effeminate.
My favorite's effeminate
and extortioners.
My favorite's fornicators. Because it doesn't specify what group of like fornicators is he like. He's really mad at like stray dogs, rabbits, dolphins. And I was like, it doesn't specify like unwed fornicators.
Hippos at the Cincinnati Zoo. Nobody knows. So, and it's got some scripture and it says, do not be deceived. Jesus will judge you, repent or perish. Along with all of these this list of random accusations.
Only these people though.
So this billboard went up.
Fornicators is going to catch a lot of people.
Fornicators has really got Zach triggered.
Murderers didn't make the list.
Oh, no, we're not about that. No.
So this billboard.
Kill as much as you want. Just please do not be effeminate.
This billboard's been up for 30 days or so. This morning, friend of the show, I think he's even listed as a host, even though he never shows up.
Yeah.
I don't think he is anymore.
Councilman Aaron Dickin. I think, unless you've updated the website, I think you've got him on there.
He is. You're right.
We're going to take credit. Councilman Aaron Dickin, who's the optimist in the community, although he's now running for reelection as a bald headed twit for Council 2023, he found an old matchbook from Henry County. With a bow tie.
I think I have that.
And a guy in a top hat. And it says Friendly Newcastle, Indiana. And he, this morning, 11 hours ago as we're recording this, so about 8:30, 9 o'clock in the morning, he says, I'm buying a billboard. If you're in Newcastle, you know which one. I had no idea.
No,
I was completely lost.
And I'll tell you what, I don't drive by that billboard very often to even notice it's there.
I would drive by it every day I go to work. I would have driven by it for 3 weeks. Not a clue. Billboards, by the way, billboards are not that effective. As a guy who's had many of them running for office, and
where's it at?
Time,
it's 03 and Spring Street.
Oh. So just before the railroad tracks.
Just before the railroad tracks, going north of town.
Yeah, I'm never there.
Yeah.
So Aaron said, "Hey, I'm going to put this together at 10:27. He put his Venmo out there and said, "Hey, I'm going to buy this billboard. Anybody wants to help out, Venmo me at Aaron Dickin." 10:27 this morning, he'd raised $168. So within like an hour.
And at that point, he said he doesn't even have paperwork yet on what he needs to do.
At 11:27, he says, we got enough for the billboard to get it up for a month. It'll go up on the 25th, and he'll be good to go. He called me about 5:30 today. I'm going to check. His Venmo campaign has raised, as of 5:30, it had raised $1,116. And they are planning on keeping the new billboard up for at least an entire year. There was one angry commenter.
Actually, a couple.
Well, there was
a literal couple.
I believe it was a husband and wife set.
Yes.
But absolutely. The angry commenter tried to call the billboard company and steal away the billboard from Aaron.
I'll double it.
And put something else out there. And that's when the guy called Aaron back and said, hey.
I'll double the money if you keep it up.
That guy was very offended.
Well, you know, Aaron did release his design for the new billboard, and to me, it just looks like a bunch of liberal dogma.
He does. I mean, he is a Democrat.
Yeah.
But he's lovable.
That was a joke, and because, just so everyone knows, Aaron Dickin texted earlier and said that he would give me a round of Weller Special Reserve if I worked in the phrase liberal dogma, so...
So the new billboard, Aaron has personally bought the billboard with these Venmo gifts. They are not donations. They are gifts. And in the eyes of the IRS, speaking of all these new IRS agents, gifts are non-taxable. Everybody's allowed to give $12,000 in gifts a year, non-taxable. These were gifts to Aaron. And he has the friendly Newcastle, Indiana with the bow tie, rainbow, because the world's never going to flood again. And it says, welcome to all in green, big green Newcastle background, so Trojan colors, crowdfunded with love. In my conversation with Aaron today, he said the biggest part of this is that he wanted to show that the community is welcoming to everybody. We just had a 20-minute conversation about moving people to Henry County.
Yeah.
And making sure that everybody knows that they're welcome here.
And the fact that he raised somewhere approaching $1,200
in
less than 12 hours just via, and I hate to tell the couple that weren't happy about it, I think they helped push his funding because I think people jumped in that conversation, saw what was going on, and were like, I mean, one person that contributed is a Newcastle High School graduate, but I believe lives in Minnesota now.
There's a lot of folks from out of town that gave to this as well.
Yeah.
So I mean, that are excited about the optimism that Aaron and his generation have brought. And it was crowdfunded with love, right? And it's the Robert Indiana love, with the tilted O. So it's going to be exciting. And if we have that for an entire year, spectacular.
Yeah.
And maybe it grows, right? This is one of those things that one little small idea happens and maybe these things pop up all over town.
And Kirsten Kronk, it is revilers, and it's, she says, ironically, someone that to talk about somebody else. Because they
one of the, that's perfect.
Because one person said that they were going to use all of their influence to make sure that Dickon didn't serve anymore on the city council. So,
yes. So that this is where the bald headed twit comment came from. And of course, Aaron, without the help of James Neese, has created a new picture, and he posted it on his page, and he said bald headed twit for county council 2023. Perfect.
Yeah. So good for
it. I don't know why the follically challenged get harassed like that. Because Dakota is not far behind. It is over the 5 years that this
mine's
show's
on
existed,
purpose, though.
For now. This show has had, we have
cut
seen
yours as short
seven,
as mine is. We'll compare.
Listen. My next birthday
you
starts
want
with
to
a,
take me up on the challenge.
My next birthday starts with a 4, and I need these good looks for my day job. So mm-hmm. I can't be a part of your fraternity pranks here, buddy. I'm not some blue collar lineman wannabe like you are. Mm-hmm. Substation technician. What is your actual?
You can do whatever you want, Jeremiah. You think that people buy rebar from you because of the way you look?
Yes.
Wow, I got news for you, buddy.
I am so approachable and lovable. That's the way it works.
You think short hair would keep you from being approachable?
Yes. Yeah, I really think that I've got like 2 more years of this left, and then we're probably going to be making keys down at Gilman's. I don't know.
No,
there might be a bidding war, maybe between Gilman's and Ace Hardware.
Yeah, the old folks work at Ace. Ace is the place with the helpful hardware folks. You don't get a jingle like that with young folks working in your stores. That's just the truth.
I just want to see this billboard turned into a billboard for Aaron Dickon, the bald-headed twit for city council in a year. Except it's the wrong corner of the town for him.
I have bad news for anybody that thinks they're going to throw out Aaron Dickon.
Yeah. Good luck.
I have really bad news. First, you're going to have to recruit a candidate. And then you're going to have to work. And you're probably going to have to beat him in a primary. I really wish you good luck. And I have a chair for you if you want to have that conversation. But
I will also actively work against you.
We had an entire city election in 2018, 2019. And we had two contested races.
Just so it's clear too, like we're talking about this billboard. It's not like it was put up from some local charity, some local church, nothing like that. This comes from some company in Ohio that
didn't
buys
sign
up,
their name.
Right. They don't put who buys it. There's no paid for on it. They're ashamed to tell who they are making these statements. It's a company in Ohio that just buys up cheap billboards in a 60-mile radius of their location.
Yeah. That's probably never been to our town, that doesn't know anything about our people. And that's why it's so exciting that this is crowdfunded.
Right.
And whether or not you love the message completely, right? The what Aaron has done. I think it's just a demonstration of community, and it's saying, hey, we're proud of who we are. We're proud of these basic fundamentals of that we're a welcoming community. Everybody belongs here, and we're an optimistic group, and we're not going to have it. You can believe whatever you want to believe, but there's a reason that the fire and brimstone style preaching doesn't grow, right?
Yeah. A weird thing to believe that effeminate people are going to go to hell, but murderers aren't.
You catch more flies with honey, guys.
I want to know if anybody's ever seen one of those billboards and be like, you know what? They're right. I think I'm going to start going to church now or whatever. It's like, I don't think that's the way it works.
But wait, it didn't have a church name on it.
Yeah, you didn't tell you where to go. Just told you to repent.
You're going straight to hell if you're not careful.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So, yeah, good for Aaron, though. That's Aaron being kind of peak Aaron Dickin.
Yep.
Doing his thing. And then
a good moment.
Like that. Yeah. And then
you can choose to be a nasty, nasty person, or you can choose to say, no, we're going to rally together. We're going to be optimistic.
And even when they attacked him, he didn't come back at him with negative attacks. He just kind of
embraced it.
Yeah. Yeah. So Aaron being Aaron. I don't know who that guy thinks he is going after Aaron, but like, I don't know if you know who Aaron is, buddy, but he's kind of popular in this town. He does good things.
Popular for a reason.
Oh, yeah. Kyle Robbins is in the chat and he says that he does need a spotter for tomorrow night. So we're going to have to make some adjustments to your schedule and get your ass down to Madison, Illinois to keep him clear in turn two. Kyle's got to bring his entire racing operation to Illinois. And you got.
I don't have some. I won't be able to be there, but I know somebody who will be there, who might be able to do it. Let's get to, like.
It's a lot of trust.
Yeah, I was gonna say I don't want that pressure. Like, I have a hard time keeping track of what's going on.
You've got more motorsports chops than anybody I know, Zach. You can see a car and know if anybody it's clear or not.
If anybody can do it, you can.
That's a hard track to do it. That's kind of a big track to do it too. It's kind of
maybe that's why he needs a second spotter. He needs one in turn two and one in turn four. It's like Indy.
Take the kids with you and make it a day out of it.
And you need to break your wife out of work early. And you need to get over there.
Since we're going to have a sitter. So that's where we're going up to Muncie to see something. Clay Morgan chiming in, by the way, saying Christians must quit taking pride in offending everyone. Clay Morgan, ding, 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 gets it.
Councilman Clay.
Like it's been a long time since we've heard from Clay.
So, well, he's running for mayor. I believe he's a pastor, associate pastor. He's got that on the resume. I don't know if that's current or not.
I just assumed it's because he's still had hard feelings that I don't go to his barbershop anymore.
I don't know if he has hard feelings.
It's been like a year, Clay.
When he sees your current haircut, I'm not sure if he's like,
yeah, he's going to say, I can do this. You got to let it grow back and just see if he, I saw Clay today at lunch. As we're wrapping this up, I saw Clay today at lunch, and I said he's the most adequate barber in all of Henry County.
Adequate. You should get him a coffee mug that says that.
Voted most adequate 2022.
The adequate would take up the whole coffee mug.
Well, my beer is at
the
chair.
To the store? Can we add that to the T-Chips or to the Boss Hog store? Most adequate barber.
Yeah, we'll do that.
All right, we're gonna sell. $7 commemorative mugs. Most adequate barber. And then when we let Zach or when we let when we let Clay back on the show, we'll make him drink out of the mug. That's just the way it's gonna work out.
Dear friend, my beer is empty. It's time to move on to final thoughts.
All right, let's do it, Zachary. What do you got?
I don't have much. I'm gonna. I haven't pushed L&K in a minute, but they're having a street corn festival, something or other down at L&K on Saturday that Kay has been posting about. So go check out what they've got going on down there. And other than that, I can't think. I was distracted by all the fun. I mean, like I had a lot of fun following Aaron Dickens fundraising today. That kind of was made my day.
Listen, it was a quiet day. We literally have a plan for the show. Always. We have a plan. We know what's going to happen. And this is the week where I'm like, nothing's happened.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know what the hell we're going to talk about.
The show notes are handwritten and they're in front of the cut or in front of the guys.
I woke up this morning and I'm like, this is going to be a host show, guys. I don't know what the hell today is going to be. And then damn it. The world provided. The billboard thing happened today. Hagerstown won their game.
Didn't help. I was,
Make My Move came about. I would traveled all week long. I probably drove 700 miles.
You traveled all week. I was super busy. I was not active in Messenger like at all this week in any chats. And so we the planning just wasn't really going on in the past 7 days.
I just had a crazy week last week. So this week I've been a vegetable. Yeah. I just got home from work and just haven't done anything.
It was comedy. So I was like, we'll figure it out. And then I was like, we're not going to have show notes and that'll be fine. And then over the course of like 8 hours today, everything fell into place and it would have been a spectacular show notes week. And if you're a patron, you do get those dropped into the super secret Facebook group every single week.
You can get them today, but today you got so much extra.
The Patreon was very
full. Like an hour and a half of extra today.
But this is back to the absolute roots. Like episode 1, 2, and 3 of Boss Hog of Liberty were written on the back of a paper plate. So that's what you got today. And it's fun. All right. So L&K Farms, anything else, Zach? You got your big fancy weekend.
Yeah.
You're going to see dinner and a show. You're going to go to Illinois, maybe Missouri.
I won't make it. I'll tell you what. It's sad. I will not make it to Missouri. I can 100% guarantee I'm not crossing the state line. I didn't last year either. It's kind of sad, but whatever. I don't have that much time to get over there. So
an extra 3 minutes across the river.
I mean, I could do it for symbolic sake, but I won't.
I mean, it's, you're already in that central time zone. You're an hour behind over there.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're wishing the best for our guy, Kyle Robbins, taking two race cars to Illinois and to two races in Illinois in 2 days. One at Gateway, one at the Springfield Fairgrounds. Going to be great. Dakota, you got final thoughts for me?
I don't really have anything, Jeremiah. Everybody be safe. Go in your weekend. These are the fundamental last few weeks of summertime.
You're leaving. And you're,
everyone's trying to shove things in. I'm not leaving for a minute, but
you're not here next week.
I'm here next week.
What?
Yeah. I'm not going to say the exact date I'm leaving, but
so you're on the show next week?
It's after next week.
God, I messed this up.
Pretty close to next week.
I can't keep things straight.
But
that's even better.
Congratulations to our friends Chase Python and Katie Larson, soon to be Katie Python. Getting married on Saturday. Not in the wedding.
Yes, we are.
But it's okay.
We're there. We are first alternate starters. We're ushers. It's the greatest job ever.
You know what I feel like we did, though? Chase didn't put me in the wedding, but I felt like I was that kid, the Iowa pitcher that was sitting on the bench the whole time. Where I went to the bachelor party. I had 50 good pitches where he thought, dang, should have put this kid in sooner.
Listen, in hierarchy of wedding jobs, usher is spectacular.
It is.
All you have to do, you don't have to rent a suit in this particular wedding.
Yeah, but I had to buy an entire outfit because I don't have slacks. I don't have a button-down dress shirt. I don't have a tie.
You don't have to wear a tie.
My usher's wore matching glasses.
Katie asked me to wear a tie. Did you ask what you should wear?
Yeah, I asked Chase. That's the cut. You asked Chase. He doesn't care.
I asked Chase.
Yeah.
And he said, whatever you have is fine. But let me, and I said, you should ask Katie first. And then he asked Katie, and she asked for
the slides. Are you going to aggressively flirt with all the women that you seat?
Me?
Just for fun, yeah.
All the old ladies.
I think we should pack them in. That's what we should do.
Oh, go full Greg Hahn.
Yeah, go pack full Greg Hahn. Pack them in as tight as we can.
Everybody in two pews. Tighten it up.
We're going full Greg Hahn.
Scooch over.
You guys
can see a gap.
Get them in there. Get them in there. You get to go to the bachelor party if you're in the usher group.
No man spreading.
You still get invited to the rehearsal.
You get invited to the rehearsal.
You get to be the stand-up comic for the entire thing and make fun of people with no real responsibilities.
Mm-hmm. You go to the bachelor party, but you don't have to rent the tux, even though I had to buy a full outfit, which is probably more than what the tux rental was. No, that's a joke because I bought...
But you get to keep it.
I bought everything super cheap. Everything I bought.
You clipped the tags off it already?
I bought.
Or are you going to return it when it's over?
I bought new shoes because the other shoes I had, they were from like
middle school dance
stuff that I bought for high school dances, legitimately. So I thought it's probably time.
I mean, in your defense, that was like 4 years ago,
like 20. It's almost 10. I'm approaching my 10-year anniversary.
I still have a pair. I have a couple pairs of shoes I had in high school.
And these shoes I bought were $23.
Keep it dress classy. Shoes.
Yeah.
I mean, that's like $11.50 a shoe.
Yeah.
So after tax.
Made in China specials.
Let us know how those feel by the end of the day.
I'm going to put my Dr. Scholl's.
We are going to dance custom so hard.
Orthopedics in there.
It's going to be spectacular.
Hope for the best.
It's going to be great. I've heard that producer Chris Staten Guffey is going to be in attendance.
Audrey, my wife, is very excited that I'm not actually in the wedding.
We get to sit with our wives.
Oh, because you're done after the actual wedding. Well, actually, once the wedding started,
she's like, when you were in Jeremiah's wedding, there I didn't know very many people in the audience other than the direct relations to the bride and groom. That really, they're like, they're not going to talk to Audrey while their son is getting married, you know. So she's like, I was just basically sitting there in a crowd, didn't know the people around me. It's like, oh yeah, that makes sense.
I mean, one of the things we did at our wedding, and I could do this, we sat all of the significant others that were in the wedding party. They got to have their significant others up there with them. Cause that is that can be a super awkward thing, especially like your college age or whatever. Those people kind of scatter. And so there might not be a lot of association. So we tried to, cause that can be kind of super awkward. Yeah. If you're just like, you're there because your significant other's in the wedding party, but you're sitting at a table and you have no idea who any of these people are.
Oh yeah. I've done that a few times with Sarah. Yeah. So thankful I'm winding down. I'm getting out of wedding mode and I'm just looking forward to funeral mode at this point, guys. We're just transitioning over. Got jokes? I have slayed Zach. His breath.
It's a lot more standing in line, but a lot less, for the most part, less chatty.
It's a lot less good food and a lot more commitment.
And it depends if you get into the back room. There's usually a room.
That's true.
There's a room where some good food. If you break in,
there's usually some stuff
there. I
mean,
I never heard of wedding potatoes, but there's funeral potatoes.
So anyway, yeah, there have definitely been some weddings where I show up and I know nobody. And your significant other is standing up there and then they have to eat at a special table and you're just there with, you're hoping to do the best you can. All right. That's enough wedding talk. We are very excited about that. And man, I'm going to finally, once this wedding's over, Chase is going to be able to go fishing again. So I'm going to get my boat out. My boat's going to get wet for the first time this year. Once he's back from the honeymoon, all that stuff happens. They're going to go take the boat out at least one time before it's time to put it away for the winter. So that's it. All right, we're back next week. I think.
You think that's how marriage works?
Yeah, totally. That's the way mine works. That's the way mine works. You just.
Chase is about to get his boat wet for the first time.
That's the euphemism we've been looking for. I think we're back next Thursday.
Adulterers.
Fornicators.
Maybe we should get him a billboard. Maybe that should be our wedding gift.
Yeah.
Is congratulating Chase and Katie on being able to fornicate. We'll put it up right next to the Welcome to Henry County one.
And then I'll save you money guy.
We'll just borrow the imagery from Schitt's Creek.
Oh.
Then we'll just put it next to it. We'll say, don't worry, it's not his sister.
This is why we did.
This is why we're ushers and we barely had to fight for this. All right. Before it gets any worse, we thank you guys very much. We love you, Chase. We love you, Katie. We're going to party with you guys this weekend and we'll see everybody else next week.